This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not an offer or solicitation of an offer to buy or sell securities. SNN Network, SNN Inc., and the Planet Microcap Podcast and the representatives are not licensed brokers, broker-dealers, market makers, investment bankers, investment advisors, analysts, or underwriters. We do not recommend any companies discussed. We may buy and sell securities in any company mentioned and may profit in the event those securities rise in value. We recommend you consult with a professional investment advisor, broker, or legal counsel before purchasing or selling any securities referenced in this podcast. Welcome to the Planet Microcap Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Kraft. Thank you all so much for the support and for tuning in. Do me a quick favor. If you like what you hear at Planet Microcap, please take 2 seconds and give us 5 stars on Spotify or Apple. This helps with the search engines so that more folks can also discover and engage with all things microcap stocks. Speaking with engaging with all things microcap stocks, the Planet Microcap Showcase Vegas is happening April 30 through May 2nd, 2024 at the Paris Hotel and Casino. Our event brings together the best investors and thought leaders in microcap, quality microcap investing opportunities, and above all else, the most fun and highest return on your time that you could ask for. If you'd like to register to participate, please visit planetmicrocapshowcase.com. See you in Vegas. Speaking of Vegas again, my guest on the show today is Griffin Marie, Vice President of Business Development at SumZero. We've teamed up with SumZero for a couple fun initiatives for the Planet Microcap Showcase Vegas 2024, the Allocators Roundtable Panel, and the Allocators Power Hour, where we'll have allocators on a panel discussing their mandates and what they're looking for amongst the pool of talented small micro nano cap buy side investors. And then following that panel from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we'll have space to host one-on-one meetings for allocators to meet our buy side attendees in 30-minute speed dating one-on-one meetings. We're very excited about adding all of this to our program this year, and I invited Griffin on the pod to discuss the importance of institutional validation and the growing interest amongst allocators to engage with talented small micro and nano cap strategies. If you're an allocator or buy-side manager and you'd like to participate and attend the Planet Microcap Showcase Vegas, please visit our event website at planetmicrocapshowcase.com or shoot me an email at rkraft@snnwire.com. This event is complimentary for all allocators, buy-side, and retail investors. Thank you again for tuning into the Planet Microcap Podcast, and please enjoy my interview with Griffin Marie. Griffin, great to have you on today. How are you doing, man?
Appreciate having you, Bobby. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely, man. Look, the main reason that I'm having you on here today, and for just to give everybody some context, is we actually teamed up with SumZero for a couple fun initiatives for the Planet Microcap Showcase Vegas 2024. We do this every year. We always want to have something new and exciting as part of our events. And this year, you know, SumZero and us have teamed up for something cool, in my opinion, at least. We're doing this Allocators Roundtable Panel and the Allocators Power Hour, where we'll have allocators on a panel with Griffin. Actually, he'll be the host of the panel, discussing their mandates and what they're looking for amongst the pool of talented small micro nano cap buy side investors. And then following that panel from 2 to 6, we'll have space to host one-on-one meetings for allocators to meet our buy side attendees in 30-minute speed dating meetings. So now that we got that out of the way, we'll dig into all the programming and everything like that. But we wanted to give some context as to who SumZero is, as well as why we would want to even host something like this at our event. So, you know, start us off, Griffin. Can you give us a little history of SumZero and the evolution of the Cap Intro platform as a resource for both managers and allocators alike?
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. So SumZero, Bobby, as you know, was founded 15 years ago by two at the time hedge fund analysts who, you know, realized that there was a significant kind of value in discussing, you know, fundamental equity ideas with fellow members of the buy side, right, during their time, you know, at fundamental oriented hedge funds, right? And so at the time, there was no platform for exclusively members of the institutional investment community to kind of work in sort of a closed door setting with one another on individual names, right? And so, you know, the idea of SumZero was kind of born out of that concept and idea, right? So, you know, you fast forward to today, SumZero has grown to a network of 32,000 investment professionals globally. We've received over 16,000 ideas on over 7,000 different individual companies. And, you know, it's been a platform that we think has facilitated a great number of connections, relationships between investment professionals all across the globe, right? Taking that kind of a step further, you know, given sort of our network and relationships, you know, a lot of our content contributors are coming by way of sort of the emerging manager background, right? And, you know, in a way, they were using SumZero not only as a tool for their idea generation and research processes, but they're also contributing content here to essentially, you know, market themselves and their own firms, right? And to that point, we said, how can we help these kind of guys kind of grow and scale in a way that's aligned with us, right? And so we were actually approached by members of sort of the institutional investing community, guys that we have relationships with at university endowments, foundations, you know, family offices, what have you, right? To build out a sort of platform that would allow them to connect with some of these up and coming managers that were sharing their content on SumZero, right? And so we built this Cap Intro platform. We've grown it to over 1,000 different investors globally. Like I said, ranging from single family offices up to large, you know, sophisticated sovereign wealth funds and other, you know, very, you know, institutional asset managers. And so we host, essentially how it works is you use your ideas as currency to gain access to this platform. Allocators can come in and check out your profile on the site that contains, you know, your marketing materials, you know, performance data, all that kind of stuff. So essentially flipping that diligence process on its head, right? And so while also allowing the functionality to view these members' ideas as they are contributing, right? And so for fund managers, you know, it's a low cost, sort of effective way to market your fund to an institutional community. And for GP or for investors, it is a reverse solicitation platform. And the approach that we take is in terms of, you know, our relationships on the LP side is that we're taking very much sort of an allocator first perspective. You know, we're talking to them, getting a sense for what they like, what they don't like. And we're not the bank approach where we're going to kind of spray and pray and hope that maybe something lands. You know, we're very targeted. You know, we maybe only reach out once a quarter or so with sort of our best ideas and what have you, right? So I hope that kind of gives you a good overview of what we're kind of up to here.
Absolutely. And I think that also gives some great context as to exactly what we're trying to do, you know, bring all of that online intro capabilities and now bring that in person to Vegas, specifically for the small micro nano cap space. You know, that's right. Hat in hand. So based on your conversations, you know, one thing that has come up in some of the conversations I've had with some buy side that's going to be in Vegas also as well is, you know, the importance of establishing that institutional validation for small micro nano cap strategies, especially during a moment in the cycle where it's, you know, it's out of favor. Performance hasn't been where, you know, I think everybody would like it to be. Despite some outliers for sure, you know, so, I mean, right. Have you seen a greater appetite, so to speak, from institutional LPs or allocators for diversifying into small micro nano cap strategies?
Well, yeah, I think it's a tough one to needle on. I think there's a couple reasons behind that. You know, number one, it's just merely a function of liquidity, right? You know, if you're a large, sophisticated asset manager that's looking to put 100, 200 million to work, I mean, in many cases, that's going to be a problem for sort of a smaller manager to kind of handle and whether they have sort of the capacity to do so. Obviously, this might sound obvious, but, you know, family offices and kind of high net worth guys are obviously going to be a little bit more flexible to take kind of gambles in the space. And, you know, frankly, it's also just a riskier corner of the market, right, at the end of the day. And I think it also kind of leads back to sort of the rate regime that we're in. And a lot of the conversations that we've had of late, a lot of managers seem to be trafficking in the small to micro cap names because they've done a lot of homework and realize that there's significant opportunity in this sort of area of the market. But we've seen some allocators start to poke around in the space, given that there's you know, significant kind of outperformance that can be done if you are sort of patient and really able to do your work. Back to my original point, though, I mean, coming out of sort of a zero low rate environment, it made a good deal of sense to be involved with, large sophisticated funds that were trafficking in the more liquid, larger cap names. And you also started to see that a lot with the flows into passive vehicles, which made a lot of sense. You know, we don't really think that the rate environment is going to hold. And I think as you start to see normalization across the curve, we think there will be more sort of opportunities for, you know, a stock picker's market, which should benefit, you know, folks that are trafficking in this, you know, micro small cap space, like, you know, guys that you know. And I think it's, you know, certainly nuanced. I think it depends really on the institution that we're thinking of. Like I mentioned, you know, family offices, high net worth groups. They're obviously going to be exploring this area a little bit more. But that being said, we have seen some, you know, university endowments, foundations, guys that are willing to kind of take a look at sort of these niche off the run kind of corners of the capital markets. I think they should start to follow as we start to see sort of more normalization. And, you know, as you know, small micro more sensitive to sort of the rates, higher rates regime. We think that will start to normalize and should lead to sort of more appetite, as it were, on the institutional side.
Absolutely. I totally agree with those sentiments, you know, not to be biased or anything, but I do agree with those sentiments wholeheartedly. Right. I mean, and you know, look, there's also some, you know, it's relatively even new for me in exploring this, you know, institutional LP allocator space, where I've started to get to know a few of them in the space. And, you know, there's always been a few that no matter what the interest rate environment, the current economic environment, whatever it is, they already have those mandates, you know, like Acuitas, one of our sponsors for the event, also going to be on your panel. They're also going to be doing their own panel as well, featuring managers that they've allocated to as well. And Booth Bay, I mean, you go right on their website, like they have a multi-manager strategy looking at small micro too. So, you know, there's the folks that are like, all right, we've already been playing here. We're ready to gear up and want to meet as many as possible. And now they're starting to be a little bit, you know, maybe even if they're a little bit early, they're starting to, you know, fact find, get some more information, want to take more of these meetings, just kind of see, you know, all right, what kind of, you know, who's a talented performer, who's outperformed the market operating in the small micro nano cap space, despite, you know, 2+ year downturn.
Yeah, I mean, look, it certainly is sort of a challenging capital raising environment, I think, for a lot of single managers out there, right? I mean, you think Ricky Sandler, boss of Eminence Capital, said it himself when he said it was the most challenging fundraising environment that he's seen. And I mean, that guy's been in the business for 30+ years, you know, running, you know, multi-billion dollar funds, right? So, you know, not exactly kind of a vote of supreme confidence, right? But, you know, we certainly think that when you think about the last 10 years in a low kind of zero rate environment, low volatility, you know, that was kind of perfectly drummed up for this kind of, you know, growth at any price type investor, right? And so we think, and obviously sort of the rise of passives, ETFs, you know, just providing kind of low cost exposure to different asset classes, factor exposures, even if you want to, it hasn't been really kind of conducive to active stock picking, right? And so I think, you know, as the volatility and the sort of rates regime begins to shift a little bit more, and you even kind of look at sort of the macro picture, you know, there's more geopolitical uncertainty out there, certainly between what's going on in the Middle East, Eastern Europe, and in Asia. I mean, all of this should be, you know, sort of more favorable to guys that are able to, like I said earlier, just go out there and do their homework and sort of pick winners and losers of sort of this next sort of economic cycle that we're in. One of the interesting things about what you do and what we do, we were born as a community for active stock pickers to come and share ideas, meet each other, connect with each other, build relationships, right? It was the later years that allocators came knocking on our door asking for access to the community, they continue to show up. And we think that there's going to be a lot of opportunity ahead for, and I know, like, you know, any, you know, guy who's running a equity long short book will say this, but we think kind of the future is bright for this active management approach, given sort of these, you know, tailwinds that are, headwinds that some of the sexier names over the last 10 years, you know, like I said, passives and have kind of dominated, right? And so we think that that narrative will shift.
For sure. So another topic I want to get to specifically, speaking to buy side, you know, I've had many conversations over the last year, and I mean, even last year and change, 2+ years, with folks saying that raising capital has just been extremely difficult in this current economic environment. You're kind of seeing the same thing, you know, love to hear your thoughts there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would point to a lot of what I said before. I mean, number one, you know, you really have to find investors that are like-minded to you and, you know, believe in outperformance, right? If you're trafficking in small and micro, you know, at the end of the day, your goal isn't probably to minimize tracking error, right? It is to go out there and, you know, provide steady sort of outperformance and risk-adjusted returns, right? So you got to find investors that are willing to stomach that. Not everyone is. So, you know, a lot of people are looking for, you know, stable 8, 10, 12%, right? Another thing is that given that, you know, rates remain elevated here, the bar is just getting that much higher, right? Because you can essentially get, you know, riskier by taking on a lot of sort of risk. You're foregoing sort of safer opportunities in, let's say, like private credit or even like, you know, the treasury market, right? And so, you know, underperformance is being extremely punished. We're starting to kind of see that kind of take shape. You know, a lot of allocators are asking for, you know, high watermarks or sort of like incentive hurdles to kind of clear that, right? You're also starting to see kind of, you know, general just sort of fee compression, which not a lot of managers are willing to kind of stomach, right? And so, you know, that all that kind of leads to a misalignment of incentives, I'd say. And, you know, I think what kind of needs to happen is just for, you know, general kind of closing of the gap between sort of investor expectations and manager expectations behind their product, right? And, you know, look, you know, raising money in any environment is hard. And, you know, it's just at this time right now, it's extremely difficult. And, you know, we look for, you know, in terms of like guys that we are or managers we like to work with, you know, we look for the same things that a lot of institutional LPs are going to be looking for. That's, you know, that's track record, that's pedigree. We often ask our managers to contribute, you know, to the Sum Zero, contribute ideas to the Sum Zero platform, at least for a year before we kind of take them on as a cap intro relationship. And there's a couple of reasons why we do that. Number one, like, we obviously want to see your thought process, not only just from a standpoint of you posting ideas, but also to see how it evolves through, you know, a sort of duration of time, right? And the other thing I'd say there is that it also allows us to kind of get a sense of not only your track record in terms of like raw performance, but also your track record in terms of specifically within the four walls of Sum Zero, right? And so that's one thing that we kind of work with. You know, whether it's on the long only side, whether that's on the long short side, you know, we don't really discriminate here. But at the end of the day, we think, you know, before taking you on, you know, there are some sort of certain standards that kind of need to be met, right? The last thing I'd say is that I think a lot of managers are sort of, you know, there's this sort of illusion of differentiation. And what I'll say by that is, you know, there's, for example, there's 1,000 hedge funds out there doing, you know, tech consumer, right? And it's not enough anymore to just kind of stand on your, you know, let your performance speak for yourself. You really have to be out there, you know, in a way, marketing yourself, being a physical presence. And, you know, we think Sum Zero sort of facilitates that, obviously in a digital sense, right? But and in a way, you know, sort of that core aspect of differentiation, what's great about what you're doing is finding these managers that are trafficking in these sort of, you know, niche sort of off the run pockets of the market where not a lot of people play around with, and where there's not a whole lot of capacity for like multi-billion dollar institutions to kind of eat up, you know, the alpha, right? And so, you know, and just that, I would also say, just like, you know, given the fact that there's so much, the alpha pool is only so finite nowadays between, you know, the rise of big pod shops, you know, quant funds, and even just like, you know, high frequency sort of trading, you know, just kind of eating away at what used to be kind of the alpha pool, right? It's only getting so smaller and smaller. So I think there are opportunities, I think, for managers that are in the micro, in the kind of the very kind of small market cap areas of the market to really kind of stand out and differentiate themselves in front of sort of an institutional community.
100%. And look, to my final question, you know, kind of perfect segue into all of that is, you know, in terms of just showcasing in person in Vegas, showcasing your niche strategies to an institutional crowd, you know, that's, you know, listen, I'm going to ask this question, try not to sound like uber, you know, salesman-y, promotional or anything like that, but whatever. I want to drive it home. We got this event, you know, so it's all good. But, you know, since there is, you know, we'll put it on a spectrum in terms of, you know, how much the appetite is, but there is at least interest right now from institutional LPs to engage, institutional LPs, allocators to engage with small micro nano cap strategies, these niche kind of strategies that can produce a lot of alpha, you know, active stock pickers, that kind of thing. And buy side's difficulty with bringing on more LPs, or at a minimum, getting some of that institutional validation that can potentially help them raise even greater capital. You know, right. Why is it what we're doing here a must attend event for both allocators who are showing an interest as well as buy side to participate in?
Well, I think that's very simple. And I'll point back to what I said earlier. We can't just keep on all playing in the same pool and expect, you know, to continually outperform, right? Like I said, the alpha pool is only so finite, right?
Only so finite.
I think given the rising rates, you know, increased volatility perhaps ahead, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we're going back to a stock picker's market, and it has been for the last, you know, year, right? But at the end of the day, how is that sustainable when, you know, seven names are pulling the market higher? You know, plenty of stocks have outperformed the S&P last year, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you're looking at, you know, seven names that have been attributing, you know, the vast majority of sort of the performance of the indices, right? Point being, I think there's a lot of opportunities in the small and microcap space that are real businesses, but they just haven't been cast aside for the past few years as the flow has kind of gone to the top, right? To that, I think it's important to bring such opportunities to light. If investors don't know the story, it's difficult for, you know, a single name to catch a bid, right? You know, this is the part of the reason why we exist as a company and as a business, right? You know, bring forward these lesser, you know, known stories, less traffic names, and hope that the community catches on, right? I think the same mindset sort of, you know, sets up the stage for this event in Las Vegas, where we're doing sort of the same thing in an in-person form, right? Allowing companies and investors to share some of their higher conviction ideas and bring to light the work and homework that they've done on those names. I think there's a sort of a tremendous opportunity here to kind of build broader awareness within the investor community about some of these, you know, legit businesses that, you know, not a lot of people really care about, except for the guys, like I said earlier, who have done their homework.
100%. So I think, you know, my intention today was to make this a short and sweet one. So I think we're at about 15, 20 minutes. You know, I hope everybody listening in that finds some interest and wants to participate. Like, this is our first year doing this, you know, so we're trying to get as many allocators there as possible. Hey, these are busy people, so it's pretty difficult, but we're doing our best to get a couple really high quality ones. Already a few high quality ones that are signed up, so we're really excited about that. And so if you have any interest in wanting to participate to attend Planet Microcap Showcase Vegas, it is complimentary to any allocators that want to participate, as well as to buy side on the small micro nano cap side. You can register for the event at planetmicrocapshowcase.com. Griffin, where can everybody go and find more information about SumZero? And again, thank you guys for teaming up with us to do this.
No problem. Yeah, well, you can always just sign up for some Zero if you're a member of the buy side or allocator communities. It's a free platform for both, obviously. You obviously get a trial. It's just sumzero.com. The application takes probably 5 minutes to do. And we'd be happy to start a conversation with you.
Very cool. Well, Griffin, thanks again for all this. I'm really excited for your panel and look forward to seeing you in Vegas.
Yeah, looking forward to it as well, Bobby. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not an offer or solicitation of an offer to buy or sell securities. SNN Network, SNN Inc., and the Planet Microcap Podcast and the representatives are not licensed brokers, broker-dealers, market makers, investment bankers, investment advisors, analysts, or underwriters. We do not recommend any companies discussed. We may buy and sell securities in any company mentioned and may profit in the event those securities rise in value. We recommend you consult with a professional investment advisor, broker, or legal counsel before purchasing or selling any securities referenced in this podcast.